Hi, it's Kathy Forstie here at Folk Alliance International for KC Cafe Radio. We're having a great time with our hotel sessions here in our room. That's hard to say. I can say that 10 times fast. Hotel sessions here in our hotel room at the Westin Hotel. And we have a great band that I've been aware of for a while, but I've just never got on the station yet, and I really want to get them on the station. And I think we'll have them on in the next few weeks, called the Sea of the Sea. Thanks, guys,
Hello.
For coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Can you guys introduce yourselves to everybody?
Sure. I'm Chuck.
I'm Mira.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Steve.
Thanks, guys, for coming by. Now, you guys started out as a duo, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You and Mira.
Mira and
Chuck. And
I played together probably about, what was it,
four years
together, traveling as a duo. And then in the last year and a half or so, have brought along some new friends.
Uh-huh. So what made you want to expand your
Funny. We started out with just one acoustic guitar and two voices, and then we really wanted to add sound, so it turned into two acoustic guitars, electric guitar, then we had percussion, just the two of us, but we were playing keyboard, and kind of turned into this like small circus of us.
And we ran
more
out of arms.
Yeah, and we just wanted to make more sounds and have more dynamics, and so eventually we realized, oh, that's why people have a band.
Yeah, and then we met these guys and just really connected musically, and it just felt like a really good fit. So we've been feeling inspired.
And you guys are from upstate New York. Mm-hmm. How did you actually meet and start working together?
So Chuck and I met at in West Virginia, actually at a music festival, and Chuck was a songwriting contestant, and I was the stage manager. And so I was holding a sign that had his name on it. And so we say that it was a sign that brought us together. And we sang together at that festival, but it was actually, it was like 3 or 4 years before we actually started playing together. So, yeah. And then we hit the ground running.
Uh-huh.
And so, driving.
And I sort of randomly, I'm from New York City and Mira's from West Virginia. And, I grew up going up to this sort of family house up in the upstate New York near Albany, and Mira and I ended up, because we were traveling so much, we were caretaking a place up there, and it sort of de facto became our home, and we found great friends and musicians up there, and that's how we met Steve and Kara, who are from that area. Mm-hmm. So
were Steve and Kara, were you in another band together? Or?
I mean, I write some of my own stuff and have been playing kind of by myself, and then also other background vocalists or, you know, vocals for other artists as well.
Yeah, Kara and I met, we were singing backup vocals for an artist named Sean Rao, and she was somebody else who we just sort of felt a connection with blending-wise, and then we just decided we wanted to keep singing together. And Steve, yes, yeah, Steve has been in many a band.
Many bands, yes.
Yeah.
The life of a percussionist.
Yes. Always working.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys got a new CD coming out in, what, June, is that right?
June 1st.
And it's called From the Light.
Yeah.
Can you guys play a tune for us from that?
Absolutely.
Same. You're some
still on. No one dead or alive could tell her she's wrong. I think she tried to show.
Great song.
Thank you.
Who wrote that one?
Mira wrote most of it.
Yeah, well, I started it. It's funny, just the way that we write, a lot of times one of us will start something, and then by the time we've brought it to the other person, it's, mm-hmm. it always feels like a co-write.
Yeah. So did you get co-writing credit on that?
We just do 50-50 yeah. co-writing yeah. on all of our songs.
So like Lennon McCartney.
Yeah.
So now that you've got another member, you got more variety of songs to pick from for the CD?
Yeah. Well, so we brought, like, Kara hasn't, we sort of came in, like, as with the songs already, but vocally it's, like, given us a lot yeah. to play with.
I was going to say, who does the vocal arrangements and stuff?
It's a group effort. Yeah, definitely a group effort, and that is... having Steve and Kara as part of the group has really opened that up to you know all of their ideas, and so it's a really collaborative effort. Mm-hmm. Same, you know, in terms of the writing being something that Mira and I do really equally. We just love sort of putting all the ideas out there on the table and just seeing you know what kind of a melting pot we can mm-hmm. we can create.
That's great. So, okay, the name of your group, the See the Sea, how did you get that name?
I read a book, there's a novel by Iris Murdoch called The Sea mm-hmm. the Sea. That's how I first heard the phrase, and I thought, when I read that book a long time ago, I thought that'd be a cool band name. And then when Mira and I got together, it was in the running, and there was, the book is pretty dark, actually, mm-hmm. and we didn't want to sort of our namesake to be coming from that. So we like looked for other references with it, and it's an ancient Greek cry of joy. So we thought that felt really fitting. It's like about these soldiers coming back from war, mm-hmm. back home to the ocean, and they knew they'd survived. And so they cried, the sea, the sea.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was probably from the Iris Murdoch book, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. So how do you guys decide, what songs you're going to pick from your repertoire to play? I mean, you guys must have a lot of songs that you've...
So, I mean, it's interesting because right now what we're doing mostly is just playing songs from the new album. So mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, collections of songs that you put together for an album feel right as a collection for a reason. And so a lot of what we've been playing now has been that. But then there are also other songs that you sort of re-fall in love with or find new arrangements mm-hmm. for or just like feel particularly connected to at a time. So we still like bring things out from our past repertoire.
Right.
But normally it's like just sort of the most current songs.
Yeah. Yeah. They're getting reinvented with your new sound.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
That's very cool. It's good to kind of have, you can bring your old stuff in and have it keep moving forward and not just keep doing what you did over and over again in the past.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Give it new life.
Absolutely. I'm also learning how possible it is to forget your own songs. Like, you know, we've been together long enough. We have enough songs now that, well, if we have a show and somebody requests something from when we first started, uh-huh. It's not the easiest thing to just pull it out and play it.
You're like, well, let me get my book out.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And we're also just like always writing new songs. You know, that's one of the coolest things about playing with a band is you start to hear things differently and almost like you have like more colors in your palette all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're feeling inspired to just keep writing new stuff too. So.
Great. Can you do another song for me?
Yeah, sure.
Chuck, Kira, Mira, and Steve, thank you guys so much for playing. Tell people how they can find your music.
You can find us at thecthesea.com, and that'll connect you to all the other places, to all the socials, and any place you listen to digital music.
Okay, and the new album is called?
From the Light, coming out June 1st.
Great.
We have a bunch of singles being released from now till then, too.
Okay. And what's the newest single that's out?
It's called Good for Something. It'll be out on February 23rd.
Great. So go check that out and download that and listen to some more of the See the Sea. Thanks, guys, for coming by.
Thank you
Thanks so much for having us.
We'll see you guys. We'll definitely be hearing you on KC Cafe Radio coming up soon.
Amazing.
So.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.